You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack.
Check. Oh, I hear myself. Check. Okay, that was my Danny Brown impression. Hello. You're listening to Button Pushers. I'm subbing for some other show that's usually at this time. I think it's a two-hour show. I'm jumping in halfway through. Sorry to cut off rock and replace it with, like, nostalgic EDM music, but I'm not, because that's like the plan for the show slash the sub slash whatever. We're just gonna play a bunch of stuff that like we used to listen to all the time, starting with this fantastic mix by Madion. Really pushed him into the scene, I feel like, really got his popularity like way up. Kind of one of the first people to kind of do something like this live, I feel like, especially on a launch pad. Very, very cool. We'll get into it. I gotta get set up with like more mics and stuff because I have a guest and stuff. We'll get into it, but for now, here's Pop Culture. It's really good. Good. Okay, let's try that. Can we say hello?
Hello, testing.
Head testing. Okay, there's like a little bit of like a... Do you hear that? There's
yeah,
like
a little feedback.
That's okay.
Or static.
I don't really know. Is that from my mic? Whoa. Okay, so if you heard that, if I turn off my mic, it doesn't turn on the feedback killer. Like basically whenever a mic is on, it's supposed to turn off the speakers in the studio. But it doesn't do that for your mic.
So oh,
I just turned off mine to see if which one of ours was doing the clicking, and instead I think I gave everyone permanent deafness. My apologies, y'all. Yeah, that was Pop Culture. How many songs are in that, Nate?
I want to say it's like 37.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's really fun, too. I also love how you can kind of tell from the recording. Like, if you watch the YouTube video, too, you can tell he just, like, really quickly recorded it on, like, some crappy phone or something, right? Like, it's such a, like, it's like a 360p video. something.
Yeah, it was he had, I think he had just gotten his first launch pad that day.
And
right?
It was
him experimenting with it, and it just, that video blew up, and it was his blow up moment.
Yeah.
It became viral in 2011, and then obviously he started building up towards what was Adventure in 2015.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Very, very fun. What a genius too, to like be able to pick that up and in one day like come up with something that's that boppy. I don't, man.
No, it's great, and I hope that you get to see Pop Culture Live.
Yeah.
I hope I get to see Pop Culture Live, because I've seen Maddie on 6 or 7 times, and I've never seen
yeah,
him do it live.
I don't, is there a rights issue to that because of all the samples?
No,
or
he can
like,
do whatever he wants.
Do it,
in,
right? Because it's live
in person.
Yeah.
He did it as recently as earlier this year or late last year, and he was up on stage. He holds up the launch pad like out for everybody to see, and is like actually like live doing the synth part at the end.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm too dependent on like my muscle memory for those type of things, so that if I would have to practice so much if I was doing it in like a different position or something. It's good stuff. But yeah, Nate's here. He's chilling for Thanksgiving night. We're just gonna like play games and stuff. But saw that there was some slots open for the radio, and we're thinking we're just gonna play a bunch of like 2010s EDM stuff, maybe some Avicii, maybe some early Madion, maybe some early Skrillex. We'll see. We're before 10 p.m., so we kind of have to watch our lyrics in the songs a little bit, but we'll do our best.
Well, since we're on the topic of Madion, I did queue up something to be next.
Yeah,
that continues that, and it is going after Adventure, which I just talked about. He did a live tour with Porter Robinson, where they called Shelter Live, given their collab track Shelter, and part of that was they remixed a bunch of each other's songs, and one of my favorites from that is Porter's remix of
Beans.
Yeah, or Beans.
Beans. My favorite song by Madion is Beans.
Yes.
Yeah, no, this remix goes super hard. I also just, I love the original too, but it's super fun, like the Nightheart's vibe of like two people who make similar music, like remixing each other's stuff is super, super fun. Let's get into it.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see.
Follow, come through.
super good. I like that track a lot. I love all the vocal like play and modulation in that track. Super, super fun. That's my impression. We might switch it up a little bit here. Wow, I'm feeling so nostalgic. I used to do mad chores in a basement to Icarus Finale, the city, and beans. Beans. Sorry.
Beans. That's my fault.
Yeah. But yeah, so nostalgic. So good. I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, we might switch it up to some other music legends, some geniuses who no longer make music together anymore. But one of them was with Fred again recently. I still got to watch that set.
I think specifically a month ago yesterday was
when that set dropped.
Yeah, Thomas Bangalter brought out Fred, or vice versa. For a surprise back-to-back for, I think it's Ed Banger Records' 20th anniversary party that they were doing in Paris.
So is it Daft again, or is it Fred Punk?
Well, it's...
Fred Punk kind of goes crazy. Did you listen to the set? Was it good?
I only saw clips. I didn't watch the whole thing. And it's been DMCA'd into oblivion, so sure. I haven't tried to look it up since.
That makes a lot of sense. But, love copyright.
Yeah.
But... yeah, this is a cool little mash that they did in a live tour. Do you have anything you want to...
No, I mean, all I'll say is, why was I in middle school in 2007?
I know.
Instead of at Coachella watching Daft Punk do Alive.
What was I doing mixing, like, like different colored chalk dust into bottles in Montessori preschool?
Yeah.
When I could have been buying tickets to Coachella.
Technically speaking, like, mid-April is Massachusetts April school vacation. I could have gone to Daft Punk.
Gone.
I don't think my parents would have been too happy about me as a 12-year-old or 13-year-old going to Coachella, but, like...
Does Coachella have an age limit?
I have no... It's probably just for the best to not take a child there.
We met a 12-year-old at a rave once. That went fantastic. Do you remember
that? Yeah, no, that was awful.
That mom seemed so responsible. She yelled at us and did things the FCC won't let me talk about.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Anyway.
But anyways, here is from Alive 2007. I'm not even going to give it an intro. You'll know what song it is once we kick it in. So here we go.
Thank you. That just cuts off, but I
lost track.
This guy has good music taste. I wonder what that next song was. Yeah, that was One More Time, Aerodynamic Live, Daft Punk mix. Very, very good. For some reason, the Spotify video is from Fortnite, which is crazy because that was released in 2007. So that's like a recent...
It predates Fortnite by, I want to say, like 6 years. So.
Yeah.
Or that, also, that remix, I let alone
the Spotify
the
like video feature predates when Fortnite used to or started doing like concerts and stuff too. So like that means
it's new.
It might have been replaced, which is crazy. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about that? You said you had an anecdote.
Yeah. I played this song for my mom a couple years ago, and she... Her initial response when it came on the radio while I was driving around with her was, "Oh my God, I love Cher." And I had to...
To which part? But they were like, "One more time."
Yeah.
She, really?
Yeah. I was like, no, this is not Cher. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's pretty good. Yeah. I'm also realizing I'm like kind of baby when it comes to the EDM scene. So I don't have a ton of throwback stuff. Also, I can do this like every week. Nate only gets to be here every once in a while, so might give him a little bit more reins on the queue here. He said he's got something to surprise me with on this. Do you have anything you want to lead in with on this one?
Well, I mean, on the topic of you being baby, the I'm the opposite, where my first EDM show happened to be Avicii. I saw him at the TD Garden.
We love you, Tim.
I saw him on the Levels tour, and honestly... Levels is one of my favorite songs of all time, and I combine that between Levels and the Levels Skrillex remix, and yeah. I don't know which version I want to play right now.
It's tough.
It's so tough, and I'm probably just gonna give it to the original just because.
Yeah. I think I played the Skrillex remix a couple weeks ago too, but they're both really good.
Yeah.
I love specifically
like the re-drum that he did of it earlier this year that he's been playing at shows. That just
we saw
ISO play that version live a couple months ago, and it just it's
super punchy.
Yeah, the new drums on it just make you really jump up and down, which is not indicative of what.
Isn't released anywhere, is it?
Like no, not officially, but like there's versions on
yeah,
the internet.
You can find
I could find.
You
I,
can get them on SoundCloud.
I
was just like,
it.
It would just be easier if it was already.
We could pull up. I think ISO plays it in his Boiler Room set if we wanted to pull that version.
And then just like splice it out or something.
You can just queue it up. Why not? We'll do it later if we're here long enough. But for now, I guess here is Levels by Avicii. El Clasico.
El Clasico, an all-time banger.
Yes.
A little bit more time to know when the track is over, cut it out, fade it out, not get completely jump scared by Nina Jirachi.
I mean, that was the radio edit. The real version has like a minute of drums at the beginning and the end of it, so you can really blend it
back
in.
Back when it, like every DJ was releasing like a minute fade in and a minute fade out to give DJs extra time to like mix their track in, and now people are laying like five or six tracks over each other at once live because they're crazy.
But yeah, so that was my first EDM show. He kicked it off with just his, the tour stage was honestly one of the best built stages I've ever seen for a show, which was, or at least a touring, not like a festival or anything. Like Lost Lands this year looked ridiculous, but
Lost Lands production was crazy.
His touring stage for the Levels tour was just this giant head and he was in a booth on top of the head. And it was projection. He had projection mapping on it for his visuals, like from like three different projectors from different angles, so it looked like it was a moving talking head. So when like the it looked like the head was singing
like
that to you. And halfway through the show, he the top of the head from like middle of the forehead up detaches, and like carried by ropes over the floor to like where center court is of the Boston Celtics, essentially. Like, and it was one of the coolest
crazy production value.
just for the time, especially like early, like mid 2012 compared to what you see from production value for DJ shows now.
You got super spoiled for your first show, honestly.
It's a very hard one to top.
Yeah, it's crazy you stayed in the scene, honestly. Like, I feel like I would have been like, man, I already kind of like, I hit the one, you know?
Yeah, but part of that was I only really knew two full on EDM, like my gateway drug to EDM was like even before that of like Gaga doing housey music, and even Kesha, whose Animal has its 15-year anniversary earlier this month, and like at the time Rihanna was doing like everyone was sampling EDM type stuff. Kanye sampled Daft Punk on all of his albums from like 2007 through like 2013. Mm-hmm. He was sampling Daft Punk and even had like Hudson Mohawk on the production of some of Yeezus. And Hudson Mohawk of the Seabat fame of a few years ago.
Which is crazy because he's like such a good producer, but Seabat is like...
Maybe I'll play a different Hudson Mohawk song later.
I love Hudson Mohawk.
But for now, what I have queued up is... At the time, my two EDM sources were really just Avicii and Skrillex. But Avicii's show introduced me to one of my other favorite songs of all time. He closed the night out with Swedish House Mafia's Save the World.
Oh, that's good. Let's get into it.
And so I'm going to play... I've got the deluxe version of the album's version, so it's... Heart is King mashed with Save the World, followed by Save the World mashed with Punk by Ferry Corsten. So
yeah, let's get into it.
We're gonna play both.
This is fun stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Into the streets, we're coming out. We never sleep, never get tired. Through urban fields and suburban life. Turn the crowd up now, we'll never back down. Shoot down a skyline, watch it on prime time. Turn up the love now, listen up now. Turn up the love. Save the world tonight.
good stuff.
Kind of jump scared you with the bro stuff.
Yeah, I forgot that there's a knife party mix in there, and that honestly, Nate can attest. I was like, we should play more knife party. It hit my nostalgia right in the core. Mm. We were gonna play Internet Friends, but we can't because it's not past 10. We might play some other stuff later. What was the other one that you wanted to sneak in here quick?
By Knife Party?
We just looked it up, I thought. It was...
By Knife Party, we were going to play...
Do Centipede?
Centipede.
What was this one? Oh, Calling? Oh. You want to do... That's Alesso, though, right?
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah,
Sebastian?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Sebastian Ingrosso is part of Swedish House Mafia.
Right.
So he's one of the three.
Alesso X Ingrosso are both... Swedish House Mafia?
Not Alesso,
just Ingrosso.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm learning. I'm down for either one of those. Which one do you want to do next?
We can, you know, since we're still in the housey poppy mode, before we throw in some bro step, we'll go with Calling.
Sure. Okay, let's do that. Yeah. No, I got kind of like, I heard some Knife Party and I was like, yeah, let's get more bro step. It piqued my interest. It honestly, ever since Fuse came out, it's been like we're so back.
Bro stuff is so. I've never been so happy for bro stuff. It's just,
yeah, it's so much fun.
When we did Cranked Out last weekend, all on the first night, both openers outside of the local opener that night played a ton of bro stuff, and yeah. I was just in heaven.
Yeah, it was. We got Barely Alive too, who's like did a ton of bro stuff early on and kind of continued. Yeah.
Not even just his bro stuff. He played a ton of everyone's bro stuff. Like he played Internet Friends.
Yeah,
or was it Tazu? It was one of the two.
I think it was him.
I think it was Barely Alive played Internet Friends, and I was.
Mm-hmm.
I just like. I tapped Rob on the shoulder, who doesn't really know Internet Friends, and I just did the
yeah,
like as you hear the banging on the door in Internet Friends,
that sounded so real too.
Yeah,
I mean, I know you were banging on wood there, but
and I was just. He was like, what are you doing? And then I just like sang the, you blocked me on Facebook.
Yeah,
just...
now you're going to die. It's a good track. It's fun.
It's great and just definitely not PG-13.
Yeah, sorry. Darn you, FCC.
Yeah.
But we've got something else. Oh, yeah, I should get this in too before the hour ends. Here's a PSA. Do you want to read it?
No,
give it a shot? Okay.
The SAT said I don't know how to read during high school.
Got it. Don't drink and drive. Do you remember when we were in Seattle and Alex drove past that thing and Drake was like, I swear I read that correctly because the name of the business was like Professional Baby Catchers.
Yes.
Or something. It was like they helped you give birth or something. Okay. Don't drink and drive PSA. On February 9, 20... This is just like a live story. Oh. On February 9, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. It's true. Don't drink and drive. It's really stupid, especially in the age of Uber. It's like maximum price I've ever paid for an Uber is what, like $60? And that was like to travel upwards of like 30 miles.
Yeah, I mean, my worst Uber was because I was traveling and it was like a 90-mile Uber to the airport.
That's crazy. But like...
Totally different topic.
Still safer and probably cheaper than doing it inebriated, so...
Minus the Uber driver reading her credit card out loud to her daughter over the phone while we were...
Wow, did you pull out your notes app?
I leaned over to my friend and tapped him on the shoulder. I was like, you write that down?
Yeah, I was like, we're getting Roblox bucks tonight. Robux.
No. I'm a good person. I don't do...
Credit card fraud.
Credit card fraud, identity theft, or anything like that. I'm a good person. I even held up a lost phone a couple weeks ago at
a show. True. We were at a show. Yeah, Nate found a phone on the ground and then brought it to the bar and was like, I found this lost phone, and the venue was like, we don't do lost and found, which is crazy. They also didn't have coat check, and it was like 30. I think I said that last time on air, but that was, I lost respect for the Sinclair that night.
But anyways, while we're on a Swedish House Mafia topic, one of the other all-time great EDM songs of the 2010s, mm-hmm. all-time of the 2010s, that makes sense,
of
right?
All time, 10 years ago.
is 15? Featuring one of the members of Swedish House Mafia, called Calling, parentheses, Lose My Mind by Sebastian Ingrosso and Alesso. And I don't really have much more to say.
Let's get into it.
Just for one night, let the stars decide where we belong. Maybe heaven right now is a devil or angel away. That won't change. Together we vow that our colors will sparkle the fade. And I will find you. I will find you.
Caught us off guard, but I caught it, and by that I mean Nate caught it.
Technically, there's like 9 more seconds of fade out on the track. We would have been safe.
My bad, y'all. I totally hard cut it then. Oh well,
it's fine.
But yeah, that's a good one. That one's always very fun, and like all of these songs are like they were made to fill a big room space, you know, and so it feels so fun when it comes on in a crowd, and you could just like feel the white noise prickling your skin.
Yeah, we have a running joke of like too housey between some of our friends.
Oh,
but like
goodness.
I don't like what has become of like modern house, of just like the purely like like repetitive. But like I grew up on this type of house music that's just like super melodic. Like they had Ryan Tedder of One Republic as the singer on that song, who Illenium actually recently pulled for his song. It's not for what is it called? Forever? What's the song?
I think it is.
It's a different song. With Your Love.
My bad, y'all.
I'm out here spreading misinformation.
Okay.
But it just back then was just a completely different time in electronic music, where people were pulling huge names for what they were doing, like Calvin Harris on I forget if 18 Months was his first album or second album, but either way, like pulling Rihanna on vocals and Ellie Goulding and
there's
Florence
a big push to try
Florence
and get
and the
it
Machine
into like the mainstream, not like mainstream, but like get public eye on it.
And they were getting huge names at the time, like
only from the cool artists who knew that it was the new wave or who could be easily bought maybe, but
And then there's even just other people at the time that were just making their own names for themselves, like whether it was Cruella with Alive or,
I love Cruella.
I haven't checked out any
song
of,
by her we can play on air right now.
We could play Alive technically. I think that's appropriate.
Okay.
But but like I think I haven't listened to their new stuff, but I heard they were trying to make a comeback at some point earlier this year.
Oh really?
But I've not checked it out. But like
I
or
some of
or
the stuff as
even,
early as just like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Still.
Or even Zedd in 2011 and 2012 between like my discovery of Zedd was before Clarity actually with that Legend of Zelda remix that we saw him play last year at MGM. But
that's so fun. I was not expecting him to drop that live. That was so fun. And with visuals.
Yeah.
Felt good. And Subtronic started dropping Legends of Zelda. Honestly, I think what we're trying to get across here is that Nintendo Music remains goated and unstreamable because they hate us.
Yeah. I mean, even Skrillex using like the Navi Listen on Tears, Nintendo refused to clear the sample for Skrillex of all people, and he ended up going out and finding he found someone on TikTok and just like that like does a really good impression of it and just like slid in the DMs and was like, hey, for like $1,000 or I'm throwing out a random number, but hey, for
$7
for X amount of money, will you perform a Listen for me just so I can use it on my track? Like,
that's super funny. Like, copyright, especially for things like sound, is so strange. That's so strange to me, but whatever.
Yeah.
I get it. I suppose if I was making incredible music, I wouldn't want other people to steal it either. Yeah. But
well,
I'm just salty because we can't listen to Jacinth theme easily. It's not even on the Nintendo music streaming app. Like, That music was goated. Most recent Pokemon game, kind of mid, but the music, really good.
Yeah. I mean, I will say I'm playing through the new, most recent Digimon game that came out like a week before it, and Pokemon does clear it.
Clears it? Oh,
unfortunately.
No.
And I was seeing reviews that it was like, oh, this is the greatest Digimon game they've ever made, and I'm like, Legend CA still clears.
That's tough. That's tough. Maybe I'll watch a little bit of Digimon gameplay. I just want to see. Because, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't like the main thing of like Digimon is that you can just keep kind of like combining them to evolve them?
That's something that like gets to me in this game. Like, you don't combine them, but they just like evolve in perpetuity. And like, I chose like of the three starters, like, I was like, oh, this starter looks sick, or like starters in quotes, that are presented to you at the beginning of the game for you to have, and I'm like, oh, this starter looks sick, and he's like this little like bat dude, like guy, or looks like a bat but has like this like Zorro mask over his head, and like he yells Demi Darts every time he does his little Demi Darts attack.
Yeah,
it was so adorable.
As he does.
And then like you go to evolve him, and we are way off topic of music as well.
No,
but you go to evolve him, and they present you with six silhouettes to choose from, and I'm like,
so
I don't even know what, but it's like silhouettes that are like headshots, so you don't even know what you're getting.
So every Digimon is like Wurmple coded.
Yeah,
like you don't know.
And I just, so I pick one, and it's like this green little goblin, and I just don't even know. Like, I was like, I'm no longer attached to this guy. He's on the team just because, but I'm not attached.
So it's kind of like Persona, where like you fuse the two things and you get something like completely unrelated sometimes.
Yeah.
That's tough.
But anyways, we talked about Cruella's Alive. I'll cue that up.
Yeah, let's do it. I just want to do a quick sanity check on the lyrics here. I think you're right that Alive is fine, but I do know that Cruella likes to get down and dirty sometimes.
It does not have the E next to it for explicit on Spotify.
So
I think it's safe.
Yeah, I'm looking through it. Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah. All right, well,
let's get into it.
Well,
Cruella's crazy.
Yeah, here's Alive by Cruella.
Let's get into it.
Let's make this fleeting moment last forever. So tell me what you're waiting for. I'm gonna keep it frozen here forever. There's no regretting anymore. It's worth the wait, even so far away.